This is Akashwani, the news read by Nishit Kumar. President Draupadi Murmu embarked on a three-nation visit to Algeria, Mauritania and Malawi this morning. This is the first ever visit by a president of India to the three African nations and comes a year after the African Union was made a permanent member of the G20 group during India's presidency. During the three-day visit to Algeria, President Murmu will hold bilateral meetings with Algerian President Abdel Majid Tebboune and other major leaders. President Murmu is also scheduled to address the India-Algeria Economic Forum. On the second leg of the visit, President Draupadi Murmu will visit Mauritania on the 16th, and in the final leg of her visit, President will visit Malawi from the 17th to 19th. During the visit to these countries, the President is scheduled to hold bilateral meetings with the leadership, and she will also interact with key trade and industry leaders and Indian diaspora. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has lauded the completion of 3 years of PM Gati Shakti National Master Plan, stating that the scheme has emerged as transformative in the initiative in revolutionizing India's infrastructure. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that Gati Shakti has significantly enhanced multimodal connectivity, driving faster and more efficient development across sectors. He added that the seamless integration of various stakeholders has led to boosting logistics, reducing delays and creating new opportunities for several people. The Prime Minister also said that with Gati Shakti, the country is adding speed to fulfill the vision of a Viksit Bharat, and it will encourage progress, entrepreneurship and innovation. Registration has begun for the Prime Minister internship scheme at the online portal pminternship.mca.gov.in and will remain open till the 25th of this month. About 91,000 internship opportunities have been offered by 193 companies so far on the portal. The government aims to provide 1.25 lakh internship opportunities during the financial year 2024-25. The objective of the project is to provide 12-month internships for 1 crore candidates in the age group of 21 to 24 years for 5 years. The total cost of the pilot project is 800 crore rupees. The Central Consumer Protection Authority, CCPA, has directed ride-hailing platform Ola to implement a mechanism that allows consumers to choose their preferred method of refund. The CCPA has asked the company to develop a way for consumers during the grievance redressal process to choose their preferred mode of refund either directly to their bank account or via coupon. Ola has also been instructed to provide consumers with a bill, receipt or invoice for all auto rides booked through its platform. The recommendations are likely to ensure greater transparency and accountability in its services. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla is leading a parliamentary delegation to the 149th Assembly of the Inter-Parliamentary Union, IPU, scheduled to be held in Geneva beginning today. In a social media post, Mr. Birla said that during his visit, he will address the Assembly on the theme Harnessing Science, Technology and Innovation for a Most Peaceful and Sustainable Future. The Assembly will continue until the 17th of this month. Mr. Birla will participate in the meetings of the IPU's Governing Council and will meet the Indian diaspora in Geneva tomorrow. Besides, he will also meet his counterparts from other parliaments on the sidelines of the Assembly. The delegation comprises Rajya Sabha Deputy Chairman Harivansh Singh, Secretary General of both the Houses and various other members of Parliament. Durga Puja, one of the most significant religious festivals in India, is culminating today with the immersion of Goddess Durga's idols in water bodies. Idols from various temples and neighborhoods are being taken in procession and decorated trucks for immersion. In table tennis, India's top-ranked pair of Aihika Mukherjee and Sutrita Mukherjee have scripted history by clinching the first-ever medal for the country in the women's doubles of Asian Championships 2024 at Astana in Kazakhstan. The Indian pair ranked 15th in the world, settled for bronze medal after losing to Japanese combination of Miwa Harimoto and Miyu Kihara 0-3 in the semifinals today. In the Women's T20 Cricket World Cup, England beat Scotland by 10 wickets in a Group B match at Sharjah this evening. Chasing 110 runs for a victory, England made 113 with 10 overs to spare. Both the openers, Maya Bosher on 62 and Daniel Watt Hodge, 51, remained not out. Earlier, opting to bat first, Scotland made 109 runs, losing 6 wickets in the allotted 20 overs. In a Group A match, India will clash with Australia at Sharjah at 7:30 p.m. And with that, we end this news bulletin.